talk a little bit about kind of the hot potato in terms of the new kid on the block, which is Facebook and social media.
Sure.
And how it can be used, should it be used, does it work, does it not work, should I dabble in it, all those different things. And, you know, what's your opinion on sort of the Facebook craze where a lot of people are going right to Facebook and saying, well, we're just going to go start right, you know, with a large social network like that?
I think it's important to have sort of your brand and your property claimed, you know, stake your brand before someone else does, before someone holds it hostage against you and tries to sell it to you, similar to like what we see with web addresses, you know, and big companies, we'll see happen from time to time. I think it's important to have a presence. You know, I don't know if it's worth devoting thousands and thousands of dollars to a month, but I always say, hey, there's probably someone on your staff that's on Facebook during the day anyway, so maybe give them some reins, post some fun stuff about you and your team and your office and fun stuff that you're doing. Keep it light on the dental stuff. Keep it more about the personal stuff. Pictures of you and your kids fishing on your vacation, you know, pictures of your team Christmas party, that kind of stuff. I think it's very good to have those properties. I wouldn't make that the tent pole of my marketing efforts, but I think having that as a presence, I think, is important. People are there, so I think it's important for us to be there as well.
Right.
But I wouldn't focus all of my energy there and ignore everything else.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think when it comes to social media, specifically Facebook, I think it's an opportunity to humanize yourself. It's an opportunity to show that, you know, a dental practice and the doctor and the staff, they're humans, they have Halloween parties, they dress up, they do Christmas things or whatever holiday specials going on. It's not something that needs to always be a promotional type thing. You can engage. But I put a giant asterisk on that because I think it's not a magic bullet. It's not something that's going to magically get the phone to ring, because Facebook and even Instagram and some of the other social sites are top of mind type stuff.
Sure.
If you said, like you said, if you already have a solid brand in place, right, your Google house is pristine and you're getting, you know, new patients from those online properties and activities off of the social network, the Facebook is just a nice complement to that. And I think that's even if you're doing ads on there. So if you're paying to do offers and special things like that, that's just top of mind stuff. It's sort of like, oh, I did see, you know, Dr. Austin, you know, had, you know, maybe a new patient special that you've posted once upon a time, and then they go on to Google and then they become a patient. It isn't something that's used as a direct vehicle all the time to push people in a certain direction. Because I do think you will frustrate patients and prospective patients. They will unsubscribe. They will be fed up that every day they show up and there's a cleaning offer, you know, in their in their feed where they just want to read about sports or something like that. And but they won't get frustrated with, like you said, posting a holiday party, maybe you ran a 5K, something that's very loose and conversational. And don't put the cart before the horse. So, you know, we build a social network for all of our clients, and I think that's critical because that's part of the foundation.
Right.
But there's a lot of information right now about people talking about trying to get into very specific verticals on Facebook and things like that. And I think if you have a brand that's in place and the machine's running, like it's well-oiled, go ahead and dabble in those different funnels and internet marketing campaigns on social media. But if you don't have any of those things in place and your new patient flow isn't consistent from those other things, you really shouldn't be messing around on Facebook.
Yeah, focus on other things first.
Yeah, focus on other things first, because I think with that, that will allow you to, one, keep a loyal patient base. Referrals will refer more.
Right.
Because let's face it, if friends of friends see that, they'll unsubscribe too. So you don't get that social reach that you would, that spider web effect. So make sure all your Google house is in order. Make sure your reviews are fresh. All your properties are branded. Make sure you have a consistent new patient flow coming in before you put any sort of monetary investment into the social media side.
Right.
And I think that way you won't be throwing good money after bad.
Absolutely.
And you know, I know you have a really good social presence, but you're more focused on sort of the bread and butter of where
people
are.
It's so secondary to the other, like you term Google House, right? The Google House is so much more important. The social media stuff is the sandbox in the backyard of the Google House.
Right.
I want to make sure it's clean. I want to make sure that my kids can play in it and not worry about getting some sort of weird fungus. But at the end of the day, my focus is on the house,
yeah.
right? And then that's just like, all right, on Saturday, we're going to spend a few minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with that.